Cardinals looking to win their second straight from the Dodgers. Adam Wainwright would pretty much take care of it in this one. He did it all. We pick it up in the second inning. He's at the dish with a runner aboard against Brandon McCarthy.
Drive into deep left field. He's done it again. Wainwright, a long home run. Two-run shot. 2-0 Cardinals. Here's a 1-2. Diaz has stopped. Flip, the out, takes the hit and RBI away.
And the pitch to him. Swing and a miss, struck him out. The pitch, swing and a miss, he strikes out. Utley, he's fan 2 in the inning, 6 in the game.
And a 3-2 pitch now to Gonzalez. Got him on the outside corner, painted it. Gonzalez was arguing the strike call to start this inning, so he's been thrown out. Struck him out. Rondon getting after the home plate umpire. Dave Roberts has got to try to keep him in the game. He has been thrown out.
He was.
The Cardinals win it 2-0. Wainwright 6 scoreless, 6 strikeouts. He's 6-3. Gets his 13th save. It's also the first game in Cardinals history in which they had a shutout win and all of their runs were accounted for by a pitcher's home run. The Cardinals are back over 500 at 26-25 on the season, and Mike Matheny spoke after the game.
I think we'll probably hear more about the two-run homer than the scoreless innings, but he was just continues to kind of go in that great role, making quality pitches with everything. And I think he's lined up arguably being the best hitting pitcher in the league. And he's taking good at-bats all the way through, and he's had a couple big at-bats for us.
Did you think about him hitting
a 6-6? No, he's hitting good, but I like our other guys.
As big as last night was, as important as last night was, what Carlos did, how much did Adam and then even again the clean defense to follow up and make it to him?
Yeah, big that guys were playing solid behind him. Double plays got us out some jams. But, you know, our starting pitching is going to keep us in every game all season long. I mean, they set the tempo right from the beginning, and when you have a couple guys that are throwing the way that Carlos threw yesterday and Wayno threw today, you know, it makes up for some mistakes. You know, we left money on the table again. We left a couple runs there that need to come across, and that's a lot to put on not just our starters but our pen also. But, you know, guys answered and picked each other up.
Mike, what is stacking these two outings do for the team's psyche and mindset going into Chicago? You know, knowing that you guys continue to have this great starting pitch.
Yeah, I mean, going into Chicago, you know, there's a lot of excitement there for sure. But, you know, this is a good team we just played here. And when we leave Chicago, there's a team in Cincinnati that's playing well. I mean, everywhere we're going, there's just great parity in the game right now. Every place we go, you're going to see good teams. And we're just going to, you know, stay very, very focused on doing what we can do today and not getting too far ahead of ourselves. But anytime we can swing the momentum away from where it was a couple days ago, I mean, we talked in here. Just something just didn't feel right. And part of it might be just leaving Colorado, leaving the West Coast. Guys, we're a little beat up. You know, we're right in the middle of a long streak of games. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could use as excuse, but it just didn't look like good baseball. And last couple days, thanks to our starting pitching and timely hits, definitely a strong step in the right direction.
What does Molina say when he goes to the mound? The way pitchers are struggling and suddenly double plays.
I don't know, but he needs to keep telling them. And most of the time, he's just changing up with Bowman there. When he went out, I'm sure he was just giving him a second to breathe. You know, that's a young player who just kind of really experienced how tough it can be to pitch in Coors Field, and just kind of trying to get past some of the doubt that goes along with, you know, giving up some runs. And he's had a lot of success at this level, and I think every once in a while you need a calming voice to slow things down and get you back on track and you know, put some confidence in you or spur you a little. And I think Gaudi does a real nice job of knowing when to do both.
Paul DeJong was 2-for-4 and was on base for Wainwright's homer. He also spoke afterwards.
Yeah, I seen Wayno take BP. He can put him up in the Big Mac land, so he got a good pitch to hit and did what he did best.
He's also been on fire over his last handful of starts. What about his stuff today?
Yeah, he mixed it up. He had guys off balance. He was getting quick outs. He did a great job.
You're hitting 400 right now, small sample size.
What have the adjustments you've had to make to big league pitching?
I guess it's just knowing that guys will throw anything in any count. I saw a little bit of that in AAA, but guys are just a little bit better up here. You know, in between the lines, it's a lot of the same stuff. Off the field is a little more different.
We talked to you before the first game that you were going to play here at Busch Stadium. You called this a cathedral. Now you've played here a little bit. What's it like playing here?
I mean, coming down in the ninth inning, getting those last couple outs and strikes, the place really livens up. And I don't know, it just gives you that extra edge. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to playing some more games here.
Up next for the Cardinals is a huge series with the rival Cubs in Chicago. It's Lance Lynn and John Lackey in the opener from Wrigley Field, 2:20 Eastern time on Friday.